Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the Game, Fish, and Parks Conservation Show. I'm Kyle Lenzner, as always, and this week we have a couple guests with us, Zach Thompson. He's going to be the new conservation officer in Clark County there, and then we got the CO intern for this year with us, Dylan Peterson. So we'll kind of start off the show. We'll have these guys introduce themselves a little bit so you guys can get to know them. You're going to be seeing their faces around here, so we can start with Dylan today. Dylan, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, kind of where you went to school, and what kind of your role is this summer with us?
So I grew up in Sioux City, and then I just graduated from South Dakota State with two majors, wildlife fisheries and then natural resource law enforcement. A little bit about what I'll be doing this summer is I'll be riding along with the law enforcement officers and just kind of getting a feel for what I'll be doing, hopefully full-time for South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks.
Yeah, and right now you're in the process right now, right, correct, going through the background and stuff for us to get hired, and hopefully by August you'll be in the academy and going through the training?
Yep, that's the goal.
Okay, sounds good. So, yeah, you'll probably see Dylan in our boats or along with us this summer. He'll be kind of working throughout these different counties up here, not just in Coddington here in Clark, but all the way up even into Marshall and Brown, and you'll see him all over the place. So if you see somebody riding with us, that's probably Dylan. Otherwise, we got Zach. Zach is took actually my place over in Clark over there over, so he just started here on Monday. Is that correct?
Yeah, just actually picked up stuff on Tuesday, and my first full day was on Wednesday.
Okay, so getting to know the area over there, there's plenty to learn over that way, and just in time for the fishing season to get started. And but we'll start with, do you want to kind of just give us a background, where you're from, where you've been working here? I know you've been working for us since, what, 2013?
Yeah, no, like you said, my name's Zach Thompson. I'll be working out of the Clark Duty Station, and grew up in Brandon, South Dakota, graduated in 05, and then went up to Brookings and graduated with a wildlife fisheries degree in 09. I got stationed out in Phillips, South Dakota in 2013 and been a game warden out there for 5 years. Decided to move over to the east side here and improve on my work and all my skills and just kind of get to the east side, be closer to family and friends, and start out a new challenge in life.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're glad to have you over here. We welcome you over here. It's going to be a little different, few things that are different, and probably a little more water issues and stuff like that to work with, a little more boating. But other than that, not too horribly different. So glad to have you and look forward to getting to work with you here this summer and for the rest of the years here. So other than that, we can jump over into the outdoors report here. And in the local area, we can start over in Clark County there. I know you've done some patrol, but you haven't had too much chance of checking too many guys yet over there. I know, like last weekend and here this week, checking guys. It sounds like Dry Lake number one north of Clark there. Guys are doing pretty decent there in the mornings and in the evenings, fishing from shore. The walleye have been ranging kind of in that 13 to 16 plus inches. For the most part, most of them around that 15, 16 inches. Get down by Dry Lake number two. Guys are pulling up some fish. Evenings continue to be the best. The fish there, they've been ranging pretty much in that 14 to 18, 19 inches with a few over 20s getting caught. Indian Springs, that's been pretty much just a big fish deal over there right now. Most fish are being caught are over that 20-inch mark. Guys are seeing decent success there. Most of the fishing at Indian there is out of the boat, so not too much for shore fishing going on at Indian Springs. Reed Lake, a little bit of shore, mainly boat fishing going on. A few nice fish getting caught, not much for under 20s. Most of the fish are a little bigger, just not a lot of them. One or two fish outing or a trip there, and but they're nice fish. Swan Lake, same thing. Nice fish, but just not a lot of them per trip. Only one or two fish per trip, but they're going to be over 20, so good fish, just not a lot. A lot of northern being caught up on Swan, though, so if you're casting for walleye, just prepared to take a lot of jigs with or have a steel leader. Mankey Slough, guys are catching fish right off of those turnoffs there on Highway 20, the pull-offs, and it sounds like you got to get there early in order to get one of those pull-offs. There are not very many out there, and to get off the road, you want to be able to get on one of those pull-offs. So other than that, we can jump down to Hamlin County. Hamlin County, Lake Ponset, of course, is going really strong. White bass are starting to bite, so are the crappies, and so are walleye. Walleye, it sounds like it's been pretty decent. A lot of shore fishing opportunity, a lot of boat fishing going on. And just about everybody's reporting success down there, and most of it is the walleye and the white bass. But like I said, a few crappie are starting to get picked up as well. A few other guys are trying, like Albert and Clear Lake and those lakes, but kind of a little bit of sporadic success there. So it's one night will be good, next night is not so good. So hopefully as the temperatures continue to warm up here, guys will start continuing to catch more fish. Jumping up to Cottington County here, Compesca, guys are doing pretty good out there. A lot of little fish, though, a lot of fish under 15 inches. A few fish in that 15 to 16 inches getting caught, and the occasional one over 20. It's been kind of a late bite, pretty much around that evening to dark time. So Pelican Lake, guys are catching walleye and a lot of bullhead down there. So if you're looking for a pretty good action, guys are doing decent down there as well. Goose Lake, guys are catching walleye, just not as many, but they're a little better quality fish. They're in that 18 to 19 inches, the keepers, and then the occasional fish over 20. Dry Lake up by Florence there, guys are catching walleye as well. A lot of little fish, a lot of them under that 14-inch mark, but occasionally guys are getting a few over that 15 inches. As while we're on the fishing, just letting everybody know, the trout have been stocked here in Watertown. They've been stocked in the 3rd Avenue Pond and also at the Redland Center out there. So if you're looking for somewhere close to take the kids, both those have been stocked with the trout, so it'd be a good opportunity to get the kids out there. Usually when they're first stocked like that, they're hungry and still got that feed that they, when they're at the hatchery there, so they're fairly easy to catch and it can be a good time for the kids. Also, some of the other ponds have been stocked with the northern and stuff. When we bring the northern in, transfer them out of the lakes, the other ponds around town here have been stocked with the northern as well. So if you're looking for somewhere close to take the kids, right now would be a good time to get them out to those ponds, especially with the weather this weekend. It's looking pretty decent here. So other than that, Day County, water temperatures are a little cooler, but guys are catching fish out on Bitter Lake there. They're catching a few walleye and the occasional northern. Waw Bay, guys are catching white bass up there with a few walleye. So another place that you can travel. Just like I said, their water temps are always about a week or two behind us down here. As those water temperatures warm up, you'll see that fishing success increase. Turkeys, it sounds like the turkey hunting guys have been reporting a little better success. Now that the hens are starting to get bred, those toms are starting to spread out, they're starting to look for more hens, and guys are reporting a little better success. So it started off as a slow season there with all those snowstorms, but now with the weather warming up and getting to be a little more consistent, guys are being able to have pretty good luck out there. Just another reminder while we're talking the hunting, we're coming up on the deadlines for the elk applications. Those are going to be due on May 18th. That includes the Custer Park Archery Elk, the Black Hills Archery Elk, the Custer Firearms Any Elk, and the Custer Firearms Antlerless Elk, and the Black Hills Firearms Elk. Also, remember that the paddlefish snagging is due May 18th, along with mountain goat and the Black Hills Bighorn Sheep. Those are all May 18th, so that's coming up pretty quick here. We're only talking about a week week and a half left for those applications to get in. So don't miss those applications. Get them in, and hopefully you can be a lucky applicant or successful this year. So also, while we're talking on the hunting, hunt safe. I know we've been mentioning it the last few weeks here. We got the courses are out there. We got a couple coming up here yet. Lake Ponset down there, down in Hamlin County. May 18th, May 19th is the course. When I checked here the other day, there's still 28 seats available, so a few seats available down there. So if you're looking at getting your child involved in the Hunt Safe course and wanting to do the traditional class, Lake Ponds would probably be the closest one here within the next few months. And like I said, they got 28 seats available yet, so you're going to want to get in there, get signed up, because as we get down to that last week, those seats are going to start to go fast. Otherwise, on May 19th, the Watertown here, we have a course. That's an independent course, so that means that's the online course. So in order to do that course, you would have to log in, take all the online portion, and print off that certificate at the end of the test and bring that certificate with you when you show up for the course and show us that you've completed the online portion. Then we have some in-classroom stuff that day, and then we'll go out into the field and do the hands-on portion. So there's 75 seats available left in the Watertown one, so plenty of room available for that. And if you do miss that one, there's some other ones coming up. So, but if you're wanting to take that course, you're going to want to get signed in and do it now, because it'll take a few hours there. I would say around that 6 to 8 hours to complete the online portion for the course. So if you're planning on doing that, you might want to log in and get your son or daughter taking that course now, because it's going to take a little bit online. So other than that, to check out all the other availabilities, if you go to our website, click on that education tab and go over to the Hunt Safe course. If you click on the Hunt Safe course, and underneath there will be a little red tab on the top that'll say it'll list all the courses. If you click on that, it'll list all the courses, their location, dates, times, all the information you need. So plenty of courses left here this summer. Just get on there, get looking, see what's available, and hopefully you can find something for you or that works for your guys' schedule. Also, just remember, like I said, we do. It is that time of year for the food plots. I know we've been fielding a lot of calls here the last week or so over a food plot seed. We still have not received the corn in as of yet. We're hoping to get it here within the next, hopefully in the next week or so. We got a lot of inquiry on that, and guys are really wanting to get that corn. And now that the ground is starting to dry out and we're getting some rain, it'd be a good time to get that corn in. We do have the other seed available. Our brood mix is available. I think we got some soybeans out there. I think I still seen some back there. Sorghum, we still got plenty of sorghum. So if you're looking at planting any of that, we do have plenty of that. So stop on in. We can get you that seed. And if you don't have a contract with us, we'll be more than happy to sign one of those contracts up with you, and can kind of go over what is needed, what's expected when you sign up for those contracts. Other than that, I don't know, do you guys got anything else to add, or don't look like they have nothing else to add? So like I said, if you do see Zach or if you see Dylan with us, welcome them to the area, welcome him to the agency here, and we look forward to working with these guys. So glad to have them up in the area, and other than that, we hope to see you out there.